Speaker 1. My name is Pablo Rodriguez. I'm 15 years old, and I live in Seattle. I get my news from several news sources. I follow accounts on Instagram that post news stories and pictures that I'm interested in. Also, I get news from Google News, which is an app on my phone. After getting informed about the news, my family talks about it and how we would solve the problems of the world. We do this because it is healthy for our minds and makes us better problem solvers. Also, my dad and I like to talk about politics. Speaker 2.
I'm Halima Badawi. I'm currently in the second form of the secondary technical school in Belfast. I usually get all my news through the internet and TV. I never read the print newspaper because just going on your computer or watching TV is an easier and more efficient way to get the news. Instead of reading, you can just watch and get the same news. My family subscribes to a newspaper that comes once per week. I never read it because it just does not interest me. My family doesn't really talk about the news that much, except if it's something really important that affects us. We do learn about current events in our school, and some teachers even make us write about news events once in a while. They want us to be up to date on news, and then we often talk about the different events in class. I decide what news sources to trust by seeing whether the source is a name that I've heard of before or not. If it's a name that I've never heard of, then I will usually not read it and find a news source that is more reliable and trusted.
Speaker 3.
My name is Karim Tuhami and I'm 16 years old. I think that social media really affects how people see the world and feel about it. And it often misleads them into fearing much more than there is to fear. There are many more bad news stories being published than good news stories. This is a big problem if you want to stay positive about the world. Aside from being informed, I also use social media for myself. Mostly, I use certain websites to find news about upcoming movies and TV series.
Speaker 4.
I'm Gina Jones, and I'm 17. I live in Texas, US. Typically, I find all of my information on social media and other applications on my phone. It is the easiest way to find out exactly what you are looking for. Sometimes, I'll turn on the TV and just watch the news for a little bit, but that can become tedious and repetitive. My family does subscribe to 2 monthly magazines and a daily newspaper. Those are better to read in the morning when it's too early to look at the brightness of my phone. In school, we don't usually talk about current events as often as I think we should. If it is important, it should be talked about, but that's just my opinion. When searching for reliable sources, pretty much all news broadcasters like Fox News, Channel 12 News, etc. have social media accounts too. I do not think newspapers have become useless and ancient. I just think if you are looking for fast results, there are better alternatives.